Hello, I want to say welcome once again, as you allow me to come into your eardrums, as it were. I have a good message for you today. I think you're going to not only enjoy it, but get a blessing from it, which is the main thing, isn't it? Oh, how we need those precious blessings from on high. Oh, yes. Well, the name I've given my message today is a very simple title, although I've twisted it around a bit, as you'll see as we go along. It's called, Is Believing Seeing? Or is it? Oh, well, we're going to find out. Let's have a quick prayer before we get into the message. Lord God, thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of telling people, Lord, about how great thou art, and of Jesus and what he did at Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for using me as you've done for so many years. I feel so privileged, Lord. Oh, I love serving a holy and righteous God, which thou art. Lord, I pray that the listeners will grasp this message as I bring it forth, and that when all is said and done, they'll rejoice and be glad that they know you. Or if they don't, that they will come to know you quickly, for tomorrow is promised to no one. I pray and ask these mercies in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. It is believing, seeing. Well, it was a cold, wintry day in the middle of summer. Wait a minute. It was a cold, wintry day in the middle of summer? Well, I look at the trees. They got leaves on them. And the grass is growing, and the flowers are still in blossom. That doesn't make any sense. How about one dark day in the middle of the night, two tall, short guys had a fight? Oh, or how about the phrase, till the end of never? Well, you've likely heard all of them at one time or other in your life, and if not, you may pass by them in the future. Your seeing is believing? Is seeing believing? But, you know, I can understand, you know, if you have a few reservations here. Well, it may be so in your personal life, and your way of thinking, but even that is not always true. One thing is true, though, for sure, and it saddens me to say this. Whether you are a seeing believer or a believing seer, you will be the latter at the end if you do not believe. Hell is forever. Have you got that? Hell is forever. And it's real. It's real. That's what my message is about today. Is believing, seeing, or is seeing believing? Man versus God. Man says when it comes to God, seeing is believing. Many want to see God before they believe he exists. Well, back in the old days, they saw him in Christ. But they still weren't convinced, many of them. On the other hand, God says to man, no, believing is seeing in your mindset. And it used to be in mine a long time ago. We have to see before we believe. Tell me, are you a seeing believer or a believing seer? Do you have to see to believe, or do you believe after you see it? Or before you see it? Before you see it. We don't see the Holy Spirit, do we? Yet he dwells in every believer. Every believer, now I said, believer. The Bible tells us that by grace are ye saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Lest any man should boast. For by grace are ye saved. How? Through what? Faith. Faith. We all know what grace means, don't we? Well, we should. God's riches at Christ's expense, it's His grace. But what about faith? Through faith. What is faith? Just in case you're kind of borderline on that. Well, if you look at Hebrews 11, verse 1, read it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if we look in Romans 1, verse 17, we are told that the just shall live by what? By faith. The just shall live by faith. In other words, faith is our justification. We are justified by our faith. Romans 3:28. Now let's go a step further. In Romans 10:17, we read, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why we have preachers, evangelists, pastors, and above all, the word of God, as depicted in the King James Authorized 1611 Bible. There is only one true word of God. Only one. And that's it. The King James Authorized 1611. Now you can doubt that. You can say, well, I get the word of God and I read the NIV. Or I read the New King James and I still get the word of God. Well, you might get it in part. But you'll also get some doubts there too. I'll leave that with you. In 1 Corinthians 2, I want to read you. 1 Corinthians 2, we read, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Okay, let's go to verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. And when I became a man, I put away childish things. In verse 13, let's read that one. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity or love. Same thing. Charity is love. Charity is what? Love. L-O-V-E, love. The greatest of these is charity, or love. Did Jesus not suffer on the cross because of His love for the world? Huh? Oh, yes. John 3:16 will bear me out, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The most recognized verse in all of Scripture, John 3:16. It's used everywhere, every day, in everything you say almost about God. In God's eyes, and in man's eyes, it's quite the opposite, unfortunately. Quite the opposite. We take the same phrase and we turn it around, and what do we have? We have, instead of seeing is believing, we have believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. If you don't see it, you don't believe it. Well, I'm going to give you a right hand right in the mouth. Hey, did you hear? Did you feel that? Did you see it coming? But you believe you got it, right? Okay, that's a poor example. You'll have to excuse me there. But believing is seeing. When you see the lump, you believe. Okay, never mind. Friends, if you're a seeing believer rather than a believing seer, then you will never stand in the presence of Almighty God. Matthew 5 tells us that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Wow. Now, that's future for now. We see His Word, and the Word is God. You got that? We see the Word, and the Word is God. But you can't put those two together, can you? No, but you can after you get saved. If you don't know if you're saved or not, then I recommend that you examine yourself to be sure. Don't go another day without being absolutely sure of your salvation. For without it, there's no future for you in glory. Of course, during the days when Christ walked among men, they could see Him. They could see the miracles He did. But you know what? Yet even then, the seeing believer had to have faith. Faith. Everything is by faith when you're talking about God. Today there's a great blindness in our world. And that old tempter, the devil, even though he's not visible to us, except through his work, providing many ways to enjoyment and great pleasure, I might add, but these times are ill-fated and of short duration. Short duration. John 3:16 again tells us that he that believeth on the Son, pardon me, not John 3:16, John 3:36. John 3:36. Okay, that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You see, if you don't believe what Christ did at Calvary, forget about everlasting life. Forget, you know, because what you're going to end up with is total damnation, everlasting damnation in hell. That's what you're going to have. Seeing and believing does not require faith. Because you see it. If you see me standing in front of you, then you believe I'm standing in front of you, don't you? But I don't see Christ. I don't see God. I see His handiwork, but I don't see Him right there in front of my face. So I have to, what? Even though I can't see Him, I still believe He's there. It doesn't require much faith once you get into the habit. But believing without seeing is where faith really, really is imperative. Essential. For by grace are ye saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works. You can't earn your salvation. Because if you could, then you'd probably think you were better than the next guy and you'd be able to boast. But you can't boast. When Jesus allowed the non-believers to crucify Him and put Him to a terrible shame, not only were there those who believed in Christ in the distance, far off, but even in the very midst of what was going on, there were some overwhelmed, rather, by the wrongfully tragic event that was taking place. Wasn't there a soldier that looked up at Christ on the cross and made a comment, "Thou truly art the Christ," or something to that effect? They moaned their great sorrow, these people who believed in the distance, and wept deeply at His scourging. Even among the ranks of the soldiers, as I mentioned, there was talk that the one they had crucified was really the Christ of God. The Christ of God. My friends, what took place at Calvary, now listen carefully, was a one-time event and it can never be repeated. And we can thank God for that. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, took our shame, my shame, upon Himself. The blood that flowed from Emmanuel's veins is the cleansing power for all who will believe. Yes, it is. It is. Believing without seeing is the evidence of our faith. Let me say that again. Believing without seeing is the evidence of our faith. If I see the rain falling around me, I may have difficulty believing it is real rain until I feel it upon my face. Is this not easy believism? That's like saying, I will not believe in Jesus Christ until I touch Him, till I see Him. If you witnessed the crucifixion, you would have no trouble believing. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. Amen to that. You know, I keep returning to Abraham and Isaac and a lot of my messages. When Abraham took his son up the mountain to make him a burnt offering. Because God wanted a burnt offering. Now, Isaac was expecting a lamb or a ram, but Abraham said to Isaac, God will provide Himself a burnt offering. God will provide Himself a burnt offering. Do you get that? Himself? What did God mean? Was He not making reference to a future event, to Calvary and Jesus Christ? Yes, yes, Himself in the body of Christ. When Abraham took his son Isaac and was going to offer him as a burnt offering, he would have gone through with it if God hadn't have provided the ram for the offering. Or the lamb. Okay? So Isaac was spared. It's not easy believism for the gullible at heart. Pardon me. Is not easy believism. I got that a little bit backwards there. Is not easy believism for the gullible at heart? I mean, you believe anything. I'll tell you, the moon is made of the proverbial green cheese. Yeah. As my dad used to say to me all the time, you know, have you got a quarter, Dad? What do you think I'm made of, money? Is the moon made of green cheese? You know, it goes on and on. Oh, it's not easy believism for the gullible at heart. Well, perhaps. But we've all been down that road. Or will at some time in our lives. When the truth shall be made clear to all peoples. And it's the truth that sets you free, isn't it? It's the truth. Some folks get the attitude that if Jesus were alive today, He would make Himself clearly known by way of walking among us and performing miracles like He did back then. Well, perhaps. I don't know. And I say unto you, if you were to see Him as the Lamb, then would there be any need for faith? Would there? If you said, there He is, He's the Lamb of God. And there are people who said that. But if you had to know that for sure in your heart and believe it sincerely that this was the Lamb of God, then you'd have no doubt seeing is believing here, right? If you were to see him as a lamb, then would there be any need for faith? Faith cometh by hearing, does it not? And hearing by the word of God. And that word of God is the Holy Scriptures, as I outlined earlier. As I come close to the end of my message, I want to leave you with this. When a man stands, at a podium and declares to be a man of God, ordained to preach God's holy word from his holy book, then is it not for us to receive and believe by faith? Or do we deny and reject by opinion? I want to run that by you again. Is it not for us to receive and believe by faith? Or do we deny and reject by opinion? I urge you, friends. There are some things in life we have to see. We just have to see for ourselves before we'll believe them. Somebody comes and tells you an outlandish story that they saw this guy walking on a telephone wire down at the corner. I mean, you'd probably think he'd lost his marbles, wouldn't you? Because technically, we're all, in the beginning, seeing believers. Well, there are a few gullible ones around who believe anything. Yeah, you just tell me what you believe and I'll believe it too. There are a lot of them around, in fact. When I was a child, you know, I thought as a child, I believed as a child, you know, but when I became a man, I put childish things away. And that's one of the childish things I put away. If a man of God preaching behind a podium in a church of God, I was a believer in God, was a saved believer in God, and believed in the Holy Scriptures as outlined in the King James Bible, would I doubt him? Would I doubt him? Nope, I wouldn't. Why? Why not? Do you think he took a journey to heaven and he knows everything that's going on up there? No, I don't. But what I do believe is that he doesn't have to see to believe. He believes, first of all, by faith. He believes by faith that God exists. He believes by faith that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Now, if you can't get past that, you're going to have a problem. Okay? You know, you're hanging around with the wrong crowd. You've got to shake loose from that group that has their own thought pattern. You know, the only time you hear the name of Jesus Christ is when it's done in iniquity. People don't believe until they are seeking. You know, if you want, I can go to you every day and say, I believe that Christ is, you know, and we should do this too. That's witnessing, of course. You know, you got to believe, repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Remember the Philippian jailer? I mean, he was as far away from Christ as anybody could get. You know, he had all those prisoners to look after. And when Paul and Silas came to him, you know, and when he saw what happened, the earthquake and the cell doors being opened and the prisoners not leaving or taken off, And he looked at Paul and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What did they say to him? "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Now, the first time, I got to admit this now. The first time I saw, "and thy house," that was the first, I remember, this is long ago now, and this is kind of like a little humor. But when I read that, I asked somebody, I said, "What do you mean? Thy house will be saved too? Why would you want to save the guy's house? He lives in a dungeon almost." I mean, I had to get on track here. I had to have it explained, I must admit, at the beginning. "Believe and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." He meant the people of the house. Of course, you understand that. Of course you do. Don't you? Sure you do. I'm just kidding now. But, you know, that's the way it is. We only believe, most of us only believe when we see it. There's an accident down the corner there. "Oh, man, what a bad accident. The worst one I ever saw. I don't believe you." Well, go on down and see it for yourself. You know, you got to go see it for yourself or you don't believe it, right? Or you see it on TV or in the papers the next day. Right? Well, that's not the way you deal with God. No. You've got to believe before you receive. Got that? You have to believe before you receive. Oh, look, I want to thank you for listening, and I pray that I haven't bored the ears off of you. I pray that you got a blessing in some way from this message today, and I hope that you'll return and examine the rest of my messages at tillycomes.net battle site for Christ. You're most welcome. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.